HarperCollins presents The Tiger's Prey by Wilbur Smith with Tom Harper, read by Mike Grady. The Dowager was carrying too much canvas. A warm monsoon breeze whipped the ocean into white peaks that glittered in the sun that shone from a sapphire sky. Her sails bulged, topsails and topgallants straining fit to snap their sheets. Her hull, heavy-laden, wallowed in the high waves rolling across the Indian Ocean. She was running for her life. Her master, Josiah Inchbird, stood on the quarter-deck and looked astern at the ship following them. She'd appeared at dawn, long and low and sleek as a ravenous wolf. Red-painted gunports checkered her black hull. She was gaining on them. He checked the clouds of canvas flying overhead. The wind had stiffened, and the sails were straining at their seams. He dared not fly much more without risking disaster. On the other hand, disaster was certain if he did not take that risk. "Mr. Evans," he hailed his mate, "all hands to set stay sails." Evans, a hollow-eyed Welshman in his late 30s, glanced up at the sails and frowned. "In this breeze, sir, she can't take much more." "Damn you, Mr. Evans, but you'll get those sails bent on now. I'll hang our laundry from the yards if it'll get us another half a knot." Inchbird had spent 20 years sailing these oceans, working his way gradually up to command, while lesser men with better connections had overhauled him at every turn. He'd survived voyages when half the crew had been buried over the side in their hammocks, in the pestilential ports of India and the spice.